I'm going to switch over to Margaret for a minute now and then. So, Margaret, are you from this area?
I lived about 10 miles away.
A real farm. Foreigner outside of them, 10 miles away. So, what was the name of the place that you're from?
It was Macclesfield Forest.
Oh, really? Mm. So, you're very familiar with this kind of territory.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And you're a farmer's daughter yourself. Yes. So, what was your family farm like?
It was a mixed. But my dad died when I was 15. My brother came back to the farm and he stopped producing milk, and they had beef cattle and sheep. And he and his wife were very keen Derbyshire gritstone farmers. So they've kept those, and I worked with him for a very short time.
Before you got married to Jeff?
Yes.
So you were working on the farm?
Not when we got married, no. I was working on different places. I went to Rees Heath College for a short course.
To where, sorry?
Rees Heath, the Chester College of Agriculture. Yes. Just on a short course. And then I worked on a farm in Reno. And then we got married in 1968.
So, I mean, as someone who's been farming all your life, can you just tell me about the size of that farm? And you say you had sheep and beef cattle as well.
It was 400 acres.
Oh, a big farm.
Pasture land and moorland.
Right.
Which ran up to Cap and Fiddle.
Rough, tough territory.
Yes, yeah.
So were you one of these people who was out on the hilltops rounding up the sheep? Were you doing all that?
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to see Bill Brocklehurst. I don't know if you know Bill. Do you know Bill?
Well, my sister-in-law is the Derbyshire Gritstone breeder from Goyt Valley, and she is sister to Bill Brocklehurst.
Well, I never. You're all family.
You're all family,
yeah.
Because he left the farm and went to work for the Peak Park.
On the roaches. He was warden, wasn't he, on the roaches? A lot of people in England would almost not believe the challenges that people like you have faced in this sort of landscape as practical working farmers. But what would you say were the joys of it for you? What were the good things about it for you?
Well, it's a way of life that you get into that you wouldn't want to do anything different. But the problem is now there's so much paperwork that really makes it that you can't do the farming that you're wanting to do.
Can you describe the landscape for me, the things that you feel the most attached to, the things that you like about it?
Well, we were very keen to preserve the nature and the birds and the animals. And, you know, we're very conscious of conservation, and we're up for it. We don't want to overgraze anywhere.
So what do you remember seeing? You know, because obviously you know that terrible statistics about the loss of farmland birds throughout Europe, actually. Mm-hmm. Loss of curlews, lapwing, snipe, you name it, partridge, and we've lost the black grouse now, haven't we? Can you remember seeing these things when you were a girl and a young woman?
Yeah, I saw a lot more lapwings on the farm where I lived, on the pasture, which was open land. But I feel that the predators have helped to diminish a lot of the species.
How did you feel about those wild creatures? Were they part of your life? And
we used to go out and the skylarks were singing, and you don't seem to hear them now. Well, we used to hear them where I lived.
You remember, over in your very distant neck of the woods, all of 10 miles away, you remember haymaking over there, you, as a young woman, as a girl?
Yeah.
Was it something you enjoyed?
You used to get blisters on your hands.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know whether it was enjoyable. It was just what we had to do when you're little.
Well, your brother, Margaret's brother John, was one of the first people anywhere about to make silage. He was a pioneer round here.
And what about you, your working day as a child or as a teenager, how did that go around school days? How did that work?
We used to walk to school.
Hey,
as a primary school pupil from the farm where I lived to Macclesfield Forest, next to the church. There was a primary school there.
How far was that?
A mile and a half.
That's quite a long walk for a little 5-year-old.
But your mother took your first day.
Yeah.
And she went to South after that.
You wouldn't dare walk down those roads now. The traffic on the roads, you wouldn't walk on them now, but we used to walk from 5, and then I used to catch a bus to Macclesfield, to the secondary school.